Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Haprasit would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
May God bless you. Thank you very much for spending time with me today. Today, I want to bring the message from heaven that fit with the scripture or the Bible. God wants to encourage you today, and He wants you to be a biblical Christian. Let me start by reading the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 10 to 14. He, mean Jesus, who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he himself, means Jesus, gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro, and carry about every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men, in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. Today, the Lord wants to encourage you to follow the biblical pattern. I believe that in this season, God is pouring His Spirit and His fire into the churches. Revival is happening all over the world. And as He pours His fire or His Spirit upon His churches, He is ordaining, appointing and anointing some people to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers and pastors, to train His people to be mature, to train His people to serve God. God is raising up apostles in the end time. And these apostles are like a spiritual father of a group of churches. They have authority from God. They know how to lay down foundation for the believers and build the temple of God like an architect to be beautiful temple, to be the bride of Christ. As believers, we need to connect ourselves to the right apostle and prophets and evangelists. God will use them to train us, minister to us. The Bible talks about apostle again in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 27 to 28. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. And in the church, God has appointed first of all apostles. First of all apostles. Second, prophets. You can see here again, in His church, His universal church, He appointed some to be apostles. Brothers and sisters, we should not be floating Christian, running around, do our own thing, and never commit to any leadership in the body of Christ. God gave authority to some people to be apostles, prophets, to help you to grow up, to be strong, to love Jesus. And the Bible talks about the crowd or the elders or apostles in the book of Revelation, chapter 4, verses 9 to 11. Let me read this passage. Whenever the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to Him who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him, humble and worship and surrender, who sits on the throne and worship Him who lives forever and ever. They lay their crowns before the throne and say, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. This scripture talks about true apostles. You need to be careful. In the end time, the devil will send into the world false prophet, false apostle, false teachers, wrong teaching, wrong doctrine, false doctrine from demonic activity. You need to connect yourself into the army of God that has a true apostle. And the sign of true apostle, one of the signs that I want to mention today is that they are humble. They don't elevate themselves. They don't promote themselves. They only promote Jesus. They say that the crown is a sign of authority that God gives to them, but they want to return that glory and honor to Jesus. They fall down and say, God, the authority is not mine, it's yours. I'm here to be the servant of all, to lead your people into the way of God, to love you more. They are not pulling people to themselves. They are not promoting themselves, creating a name of organization that will lift themselves up. It's all about Jesus. It's all about His glory, not themselves. That is a true apostle. But false apostles will pull people to themselves, make money, build their own reputation. They want to be lifted up by people, praised by people. They keep the crown on their head. They don't want to bow down to Jesus, even though they may talk about Jesus, but it's all about them. Brothers and sisters, you need to be careful in the end time to serve and to be trained under the godly, true apostle. God wants us to be wise, to be mature, to be submissive to Him. We should not resist Him or rebel against Him like the people in the time of Moses, the prophets, and the Lord Jesus Himself. I'm going to end this encouragement word by reading James chapter 4, 7 to 10. Submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and He will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning, and your joy to gloom. Humble yourself before the Lord, and He will lift you up. Again, let's make decision to resist the scheme of the enemy. Follow the Bible. Follow the pattern and the way of God. Find a true apostle, submit yourself in, get trained, and let your life shine the glory of God. Being in the right army, keep growing, keep learning, and be submissive to the leadership that God has put over your life. May the Lord really guide you to find the right army. And join into the body of Christ that have the right true leadership. And one day you will be a part of the holy bride of Jesus Christ. And I pray that God's will shall be done in your life. Thank you so much. I believe that the Lord has spoken to you today. And I will come back to meet you the next time. May the God of this universe, the heavens and the earth, bless you, shower His favor, His grace, and His good things upon you. And may His vision and your God's given destiny be done and fulfilled in your life. Thank you so much.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.
thirsty.